Blog Talk Radio.
Happy holidays. This is Chriselle Stouse. I play Amanda Dillon on All My Children, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Hey, this is Eden Regal on Stardish Radio. I would just like to say to the...
Happy New Year, everyone. Welcome back to Stardish Radio, January 6, 2009. I'm your host, Joanne. That has not changed. And I want to say Happy New Year to everybody. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, Joanne. Happy New Year to you also.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. I have to say congratulations to one of my best friends in the entire world whose wife gave birth to their second child, Lucas. Wait, I don't want to say it the wrong way. Wait a minute. Lucas Tommaso Rivalsi. January 1st, 2009 at 2:31 p.m., 7 pounds, 13 ounces, 19 and a half inches.
A New Year's baby. How exciting.
A New Year baby. Oh, gosh. And you know what? My friend Steven is a dad, and his wife, Philomena, he's got luck with birthdays. His daughter, Isabella Rose, was born on August 8th, which is her dad's birthday as well. So he's got some good birthdays. He can never forget these children's birthdays. So that is awesome. So congratulations, Stephen and Philomena and Isabella. So anyhow, how was your holidays?
Oh, I had a great time. I went home for a few days. My mother lives north of Amarillo. I live in Austin, if everybody doesn't know. And so it's about a 500-mile trip, and my boyfriend and I made the drive on Christmas Eve and stayed for a few days and visited with everybody and just kind of relaxed, and it was a great time.
Perfect. Well, we have some people here. Tony, Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year, Brandon and Joanne. How are you guys doing tonight?
Oh,
doing
fabulous.
Fine.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
How were your holidays?
Oh, it was fine. It was good. I got to spend Christmas with my sister down in the South Suburbs, watching their nephews open up their toys and their little video games and all that sort, and having a great time. And then New Year's Eve, I went down with some friends, watched the fireworks at Navy Pier, watched New Year rain.
Wow, okay.
So I just had a great time.
Wonderful. Okay, let's say hi to Rita. Rita, Happy New Year.
Hey, Joanne,
Happy New Year, Rita.
Thank you. How was your New Year's?
Oh, I was great. Everything was perfect.
Did Santa Claus give you everything you asked for?
Santa Claus treated my children well. That's all I needed.
Well, I heard you're getting a nice birthday present, Joanne. I'm glad to hear it.
Yes,
I couldn't picture that cruise going on without you.
So for those of you who don't know, I am attending Rock the Silk Cruise in March. So, yeah, I'm very excited to be able to do that.
Who is a New Year's baby? Did you know Eden Regal is a New Year's baby in real life?
She is a New Year's. Yes, she is a New Year's Eve baby.
Erica Kane a Christmas child?
You know what?
Or is she day after or day before?
She has her birthday on December 23rd.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. So she's
before.
Almost a Christmas child.
Uh-huh.
So it's right here.
So how was your holidays, Rita?
Well, a friend of mine treated me to Marley and Me.
Oh, wonderful.
The day after Christmas. And another friend, and that same friend treated me to bedtime stories on New Year's Eve.
Oh, wonderful. Now,
kind of
Marley
fun.
And Me, wasn't the little girl in Marley and Me the one who plays Emma on All My Children?
I was just going to ask that. I think that is the same girl.
Yeah,
I was asking
Jennifer
that throughout
Merriman.
The
that
movie.
Is her. That is her.
She played Jennifer Aniston's daughter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just going to say that sounded and looked like her, so.
Yeah. So, all right. Big ups to little Lucy, right? That's her name, Tony? Lucy?
I think her
Lucy
name was that, yeah.
Yeah, Lucy Merriman. That's her name.
Okay, cool. Very cool. Well, let's see. I want to start out the show by letting everybody know we have some fabulous news here from the home of Stardish Radio. So what I'm going to do is let my buddy Brandon take the floor for a few minutes, and he's going to tell you all something. So everybody, listen up. Go ahead, buddy.
Oh my.
I'm throwing you under the bus early, so let's
yes,
go.
Yes, far. I was hoping we would do this at the end, not the beginning.
No, we're going to start it off right.
Well, I have decided to start my own show. It's entitled Brandon's Buzz, and it's based on my blog, loosely, which has been live for 8 months now. And if anybody doesn't know, it's brandonsbuzz.com is the site of my blog. And so I'm starting my own show, and my first show will be next Wednesday night. I'm talking to Robert Krimmer, who once upon a time was known as Wortham Krimmer. He was Andrew Carpenter on One Life to Live for about a decade or so, the reverend in town, and he had some great storylines. And he's an attorney now in Oxnard, California, and I emailed him. We emailed back and forth all day yesterday, kind of chatting about the show and chatting about things, and I'm very excited to have him come on and talk about his time on the show and his decision to walk away from the show and from soaps and from television altogether and start a whole new career in the, you know, in the middle of his life, essentially. So it's going to be great fun. So it's next Wednesday night. It's 10 p.m. Central, which would be 11 Eastern and 8 Pacific. And I will put the link to the show in the chat room. But you can just search the Blog Talk site. You can just type in Brandon's Buzz, and it'll take you to my page and my show. And it's going to be great fun. I appreciate Joanne's support and encouragement, and I've had great fun being a part of the Stardish family and will continue to be so. And it's very exciting to strike out on my own. I just had a great conversation earlier this evening with Gordon Thompson, who was on Dynasty and who was on Santa Barbara, and he's going to be on the show sometime soon. So it's going to be great fun. I can't wait to get started.
Yes, sir. So what do you think about that, Tony?
I think that's fantastic, Brandon. Congratulations, man.
Thank you very much. I'm already quite nervous, but I think it's going to be exciting.
I think it will be, too.
Oh, yes, it will be. So for all of the, for the few of you that are in the chat room, you are encouraged to go add Brandon's show to your friend site on Blog Talk. And
I am.
Let's build up his friends list. And get started there. I know I sent out my request today, and I think it's a pretty happening thing he's doing. Brandon has a whole other perspective on soaps, and it's Catherine Hicklin and I were talking about this the other night. I have to say, let me just start from there. Her and I had a long conversation before the holidays, and then I called into Buzzworthy Radio, and I spoke to her, and we were talking about how the community at Blog Talk Radio essentially loves to, for the most part, loves to cross-promote other people. Everybody's shows are generally different. There's a few soap shows, a few, entertainment shows on Blog Talk, mine, Buzzworthy, In the Zone, Olivia Wilder, I believe her name is, Landview Lowdown. Everybody's shows are different, and everybody's shows serves a different purpose. And Brandon's is right up in there also. His serves a whole different purpose. There's no two shows alike, so please check them all out. They're all fabulous shows. So there you go. How about that?
Yeah, I'm much more interested in the behind-the-scenes goings-on with the writers and the producers, and that's kind of always been my thing. So,
My
blog is mainly music-centric, so hopefully my show will be just a little bit of everything like my blog is. So
mm-hmm.
I'm very excited to see how it all develops.
That's right.
And that's going to be 1 week from tomorrow night. That'll be 14. January 14th.
Give them the time again, Brandon.
It's 8 p.m. Pacific, so it'll be 9 Mountain, 10 Central, and 11 Eastern.
So it'll be right after our show. It'll be right after your show, Joanne.
That's right. And I just you can't listen live, download it. You guys can always download it. And just make sure you rate the shows too. The ratings are very important to get the best time slots. And there's a lot of archive shows in Stardust that are not rated. Hello. So go rate those shows, please.
I did over the weekend. I went back and listened to every archive show and rated them.
All right. Well, that's what I want to see. I want to see some numbers in there because I know you all listen, so go rate the show.
Well, get your lazy butts up and do it.
Exactly. I mean, damn, you're on the computer anyway. So
speaking
make sure you, after Brandon's show, if you can't listen live, make sure you at least download it and read it so we can get our boy his time slot that he wants and show him
also
all the support that he needs.
It'll also be available on iTunes if anybody uses iTunes or an iPod. So
yes.
It'll be available in multiple ways.
Absolutely. So,
Brandon's about to big go big.
yes. So show my buddy some support. Also, just so you know, tomorrow night I'm opening up the door again for another musical group. It's going to be a 30-minute interview at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Echo Cell. ECHOCELL. They've got some pretty hot music. They're kind of like No Doubt. They got that sound like a Gwen Stefani. Really, really good stuff. They do have a MySpace page, so I do encourage you to check that out and show a little support tomorrow for that. If anything, you may find some music that you like. I believe I'm going to put the address in the chat right now, echocell.com. And check that out. And also, I'm working on some future guests. There's not much planned yet for January because it's been a slow couple of months because of the holidays. So everybody's just now getting back to work yesterday. So the guests will start rolling in. I'm working on Tanya Walker and a few other people. For those of you who don't know, Tanya Walker plays Alex Olenoff on One Life to Live and a few other people. So, you know, we'll make do with that. But in the meantime, let's get down to Brandon's knuckles here. first thing I want to start out with is I wanted to start out with all my children. They're having a new character come in. I'm sorry, not all my children. One Life to Live. Scott Clifton, that's the first person I want to start from. I'm happy he's on One Life to Live. He airs this week. I didn't watch today's, so I don't want to know what happened. I don't want to know what happened. But
I think he debuted Friday. I think Scott debuted Friday.
Okay, so that's good. So, according to ABC Soaps in Depth, he thought he only had 2 days to get his entire life in order and be ready to start work on the new character, and he couldn't be happier. In fact, he's thanking his lucky stars that One Life to Live realized that he is right for the role, because if you remember that they had considered passing him over after his first screen test. And he said that he didn't even have to audition, and they brought him in for the test, and he had producers and casting directors saying, oh, you're the guy. We love you, Clifton. And then they said, yeah, they're not taking you. Could you imagine, you know, going to an audition, and they're saying, oh, yeah, you're the guy. Oh, my God, we love you. And then they're saying, sorry, they don't want you.
And they gave his part to another actor.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they originally announced that Brett Claywell, who used to play Tim on One Tree Hill, on CW's One Tree Hill, got the role. But then they must have gone back and the original executive said, no, I think we got the wrong guy. We got to have Scott Clifton for that role. So they eventually had to change their mind.
According to Scott, he said they called him and they were like, yeah, they fired Claywell, so you got the job and you're leaving Sunday. So, you know what? I mean, hey, you know what? Everything happens for a reason. Scott makes his debut Friday, January 9th. So now what I'm seeing in the role, okay, what he's playing Skylar, which is going to be a teacher, and now they're kind of focusing on the teens again, Brittany Underwood and Jason Tam and Brandon Buddy, and Eddie Alderson is going to be, you know, having a bigger role this year. He just signed on for like a 5-year contract with One Life to Live. And they're bringing in a young boy, 14 years old. You know, he's young to me. He's the same age as my kid. His name is Jack Ravello, and he plays somebody named Georgie on All My Children. I have no idea who that is, but he must have been. I mean, he's only 14, so God, it had to be a little baby or something. But they're bringing him on. Who, if you Google his name, Jack Ravello, R-O-V-E-L-L-O,
right.
He played Julianne Moore's son in the movie The Hours. He was in Sex and the City, and he was on the, I think it's NBC or CBS series, Ed. So he'll be on One Life to Live starting January 23rd, and he is going to be somewhat of a drug dealer. He's going to be getting people hooked on drugs, and particularly they're kind of hinting toward Brandon Buddy is going to start using again, and Scott Clifton's character Skyler is not all there on the up and up either, and he's making goo-goo eyes at the two half of the Fab Four are Kristen Alderson and Brittany Underwood, a star in Langston. Yes, Darren Langston. So I'm really curious to see where they're going with this. And I think that bringing Scott to the show is a fabulous thing. And while we're on One Life to Live, I have to say the subject of the storylines, One Life to Live's writing staff, along with As the World Turns team of writers, also have been nominated for a Writers Guild of America Award in the daytime category, and those will be held in Los Angeles in February. So I hope they win. That's fabulous.
Absolutely. They deserve to win.
Yeah. I really believe, and like Michael Fairman said, they're definitely going to get Best Show this year. I have to believe that.
They certainly have the tapes for it. It'll be a travesty if they don't.
Yes, yes, yes. So that's good. And now we know Justice Bolden's gone.
Yeah.
Her last day is January 7th.
Which is tomorrow.
So if you like Justice Bolden, tomorrow's the last day you get to see her. And she's done. I'm sorry?
I said it's kind of sad the way they're handling it, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know what? It is.
Yeah, it is very sad. Yeah, but anyway, but she took it like, but they said that she, I read in an interview that with David Fumero said she took it like a pro. She was very graceful. They were sad, but she took it like a pro when they told her that she was let go. So I'm really glad to hear, heard that she was very gracious to the producers to give her the time and was understanding about it. You know, most actors don't, when they get fired, they got either shocked or angry or that sort, but she's very gracious. It's going to David Primero.
Well, she said it was a bit of a shock, but all in all, it's been an amazing experience for her. So tomorrow's her last day, so you want to catch what's going on, how she's leaving, check it out tomorrow. And John McBain is staying put. He signed a new contract, so he's not going anywhere.
Nope.
And
I don't think so. No,
our Olenoff is, you know, only there for two episodes, but she was fabulous.
Very memorable two episodes, but it is a good episode, those two episodes. But she was a memorable two episodes because she was involved with Dorian about the so-called secret going on with David Vickers being a Buchanan and everything. That's still going on.
What?
I think it's always great whenever she pops in.
It is. And tell me how fabulous Tuck Watkins is walking around in the Dalai Lama's clothes. It's incredible. I friggin' love him.
I love him. He's always walking around and saying, I know he always greeting everybody with namaste. Namaste.
My buddy in the chat room, Dooler, said that he heard that John McBain is going to be running roadies now. That's career change. Okay,
yeah.
So that's good.
He made that announcement on New Year's Eve episode. That's what we told Blair about.
I didn't see it, Tony.
I'm sorry. Shut up.
Right.
I'm giving myself a whack in the head. Shut up.
Smack him. All right, so I think that's it on One Life to Live. Are we good on One Life to Live?
Yeah, for now. Yeah, obviously for now, and I'm not going to tell you anything else. But I know, but you all know there's some other stuff coming on down the road, too. You know, Kamara's leaving the show eventually in February, and then, you know, Crystal Hunt's joining the cast next month. So her character, Stacy, is supposed to be like Talia's younger sister or something like that. So
well, yeah, Stacy is Crystal Hunt. Yes, that's the other thing, G.L. Allen. She's supposed to be playing Talia's sister, yes.
Supposed to be Talia's sister. I'm very excited. Waiting for her to come aboard because now Talia's going to have a story because Beth Ann Bonner is now going to have a story again because when Kamara leaves, she's going to be involved now with her sister.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. I don't really have so much use for that character, so. I don't know. I mean, really? I mean, honestly, you know, in the beginning when Tanya first came on, it was kind of interesting, but I mean, really, she hasn't done anything. So I hope that, you know, with this new character, it brings something because the chemistry between her and Kamara was zilch.
Yeah. She's a fine actress, but the character's just kind of blah right now.
Yeah, and yeah. It's just like whatever.
You would think that making her Carlo Hester's daughter would
think so.
Kind of make her interesting, but they really didn't do anything with it after the reveal. It was kind of strange.
Yeah.
It was part of that Mandela storyline that absolutely went nowhere.
Yeah, that was just silly. You know, you're going to make her, you know, One Life to Live's biggest villain's daughter, and it's just like, okay, drop that ball. Yeah, so that was a little silly.
Drop that weight. Beep! Oh, you're down to have on your foot.
Yeah. All right, so let's go over to the ins and outs for General Hospital. Now, Dylan Cash made an appearance, and God, he looks huge. He looks like he grew, I mean, 5 feet. Am I right?
I think you're right.
I don't know if he actually grew or they made him look like that or whatever, but you know what? The deal is with that, everybody's speculation was to be that Dylan Cash was gone and that was the end of the story and that eventually they would end up recasting his character, Michael, into an older person. And you know what? He is older. He does look older than he did when he left the show. And it looks like Dylan Cash is staying on board. They just don't know when they would bring him back, according to them. Bob Guza, now this is the thing that kills me about General Hospital. I mean, if you remember back, we had our teen scene. We had, as far back as I can remember, there was always a teen scene in General Hospital.
Yeah.
You know, when Karen and Brenda and Jagger, they were teenagers, Stone and Robin, and
right.
They were teenagers. And then you had Georgie and Maxie and Dylan and, you know, Diego and Sage. You had your teens there.
Okay.
Now there's really not so much. They tried to make Lulu a teenager, but really, come on. I mean, you know, in real life, she's 27 years old, and she's kind of acting like she's 27 years old now. So it's kind of like whatever. She's not, you know, a teenager, obviously. She's been 18 for how long? So, I mean, there's only so long you can pull that off. And he's saying, Bob Guza, a quote in Soaps in Depth, he's saying, at some point, it would be interesting to get some teens on the show, something we lack. If there was a way to get that and it wouldn't be too jarring, we would certainly love to do it. I don't know. Rather than bringing in new teens, we've got some kids that if we were to age them a little, it would give us great family connections. Yeah, it's a plan, but I don't know. I mean, there's always been teens. I don't see what the problem is. There's kids on the show, but they're all 5 and 6 years old.
But they could, I mean, they could age Morgan this summer, Carly and Sonny's kid.
Yeah, they can age Morgan, but really that's it. And, and Cameron, I mean, he's 5.
Yeah.
Spencer looks older than him the last time they actually showed Spencer.
They have to be careful with that, too, because Rebecca Herbst still looks awfully young. I mean, she still looks 25.
Yeah, she does. So, I mean, seriously, I don't know. I don't know about that. I just, you know, I mean, get it out there. And then we're still waiting on to find out what's going on with Sonny's second son that we don't know who will be. Tom Pelfrey's been seen around the GH studios, rumor has it, even though he turned it down, and he said he turned it down, but I don't know. He hasn't been working, so maybe he went back. I don't know. And Natalia Livingston, tell me what you think about that.
I think it's a great idea if they do it right. But the thing about that is this show has kind of several people that have come back in different roles, and so it might be a little jarring in that respect. I mean, we've had Sarah Brown come back. We've had somebody else came back recently. I'm drawing a blank right now. So it may be a little jarring in that respect, but I think it's a fabulous idea if it's done right, especially because this whole thing with Nicholas and Nadine is really ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about zilch chemistry. They have none.
Right. And you said, like, with Sarah Brown coming back, she left as a blonde and came back as a brunette. Natalia left as a brunette and is coming back as a blonde. Wow. And Nadine
from the previews, it looks interesting. I just don't know if they're going to handle it right.
I don't know. They don't have a history of handling it right, so I don't know. I mean, we'll see. But I mean, obviously, she's meant to look like Emily. Otherwise, they wouldn't be focusing it so much on Nicholas. You know, I mean, if they were bringing her back as a separate character completely, you know, the way they did with Sarah Brown, maybe it might be a little different, but I don't know that it was a good idea to actually kill off a Quartermain.
Exactly.
Bring her back as, you know, little Rebecca, who is going to you know, cause havoc or whatever, you know, I don't know. I think that's a little silly. And I'm loving the idea that they brought in a female Spinelli. Holy cow, right, Tony? That's just amazing to me.
Yeah, I think, definitely. It definitely means it's got this character, Winifred. It's a female Spinelli. But what I'm thinking is she is not who she thinks she is. I think she's working for the FBI. I think she's working with Spinelli to trap Spinelli to get him to, as bait, to get Jason to give up the goods on Sonny. That's what that is.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. But Maxie's thinking more of that, you know. She's thinking more than that. She's thinking she's trying to be after him for him. So Maxie's very suspicious about it.
Yeah, it's funny that Maxie is crying wolf again, but this time she's right.
She's right.
Well, you know what was really funny? This is what I love. Kirsten Storms plays such a good brat. She was like, the only thing you're going to get if you stay here is my heel in your eye. I was like, oh, God, I would be so best friends with her if she was real. I honestly would.
I'll tell you what's great about her is she's just like Sarah Brown used to be as Carly. I mean, when Sarah Brown was Carly, she had to do some really heinous things, and she totally committed to it. I mean, she committed herself to it 150%, and that's exactly what Kirsten does, and that's why it's so much fun to watch, because no matter what has to come out of her mouth, she totally commits to it. She totally sells it.
Yes, she does. Yes,
I think she's marvelous.
Yes, she does.
Yeah,
totally
she is.
Totally
all right,
great.
You know what I want to? I want to switch over to All My Children because I'm like, I was a little thrown by what's going on with Reese and Bianca. Let me get to my page here. I honestly believed that when they brought Reese in with Bianca, that it was going to be some kind of new woman for Ryan.
Okay.
And I know that's not happening now, and I think it's a nice little twist that they're throwing Zach in the middle of it.
I do, too. I think it's marvelous.
Pinning sister against mother. I mean, you got these king women. And then Reese, who has the spitfire of, you know, Carly, you know, in her Tamara Braun, you know, how she played it. And, you know, she bottom-lined it with Erica, and she told her to back off and mind your business. And I was loving every second of it. And, you know, I love that she stood up to Erica Kane. And Erica kind of was like, wow, you know, you could tell she was kind of like, is she seriously talking to me? Do you know who I am? But I love that she stood up for it. And I'm loving the fact that they put Zach in the middle of it. Torsten Kay is such a talented actor. I'm really, I want to see him get mixed up with something now, you know. I loved it when he first came on. And he was kind of wrangled in a whole bunch of stuff. You know, he's always like, man, he's like, you know, he's like the godfather of Pine Valley. If you need something done, you know, you go to Zach. Zach in the casino, you know, it's like they have a whole different twist on, quote, unquote, mob life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you understand what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean, Joanne. He's like, come on in there. I can't get it off if you can't defuse.
Do you understand what I'm saying, Brandon?
Yes, I do. And let me tell you something. Tamara and Torsten sizzle together.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes,
there's enough drama in that whole quadrangle to last the show for years and years.
Now, let me tell you, just get up now. Wait till Kendall gets out of that coma and she comes out and she's in the middle of all this. She's going to wake up. She's going to find out that her husband impregnated her sister. She's going to find out that her sister has a baby with her husband. Hello, Jerry Springer, where are you? And then her sister's lesbian fiance wife, or whatever at point it will be, is going to, my prediction, is going to be with Zach.
Oh, boy, that will be one powder keg you better step back from.
Holy sugar. It's going to be fabulous. All my children is really getting good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's when Charles Crash Ryan started in, Charles Crash took over the rings. We all knew this was coming. This is all
well,
good.
You know
what?
I have to credit Brandon here real quick because I paid absolutely no attention to writing. And I paid no attention to who wrote it. And I'm seeing it, and, you know, because Brandon's the writer. And he's the one who always, you know, gives me these little tidbits on who wrote what when. Not that I remember everything because, you know, I got, like, early Alzheimer's and everything, you know. I'm a blonde. It does float in one ear and out the other sometimes, and he has to repeat himself 100 times. But I understand what he's saying now, and it's just really incredible. I'm loving Zach and Reese. I love Alicia Minshew and Kendall, but I don't know. I don't know. And I'm freaking loving Melissa Claire Egan as Annie. Crazy Annie is just freaking getting crazier and crazier, and I love it.
Oh, I know you do. I know you do, and everybody else too. And now they're talking about, especially now with Aiden watching over her, because, you know, they have this doctor in the hospital. Dr. St. Clair's played by Mackenzie Westmore, is a little sinister, is what I'm looking at right now. Because he's got a video camera taping Annie, so my guess is he's got to be some kind of evil doctor.
Evidently, she has some secret with somebody else on the show. I'm not sure exactly who yet, but evidently she and somebody on the show share a past of some kind. So,
You know, I was thinking about that. Do you think it could be Vincent Irizarry, or do you think he's got too much going on?
I think so. I think probably he got something about David or somewhere about Jake. I don't really know. We don't know the whole story until it unfolds. You know, this thing.
I don't know. Something just seems a little I even thought that it might be Zach.
That wouldn't surprise me.
You know, right, Brandon? I mean, Zach is the guy that got all the power to do all this stuff. I mean, let's be serious. And you know, he feels terrible for what happened with, you know, that he knew that she killed Richie.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he let her go. And all this stuff happened. So this may be a way of him making amends on some things. I don't know. But I can't see them bringing in another character. Those are the only two that I can picture right now.
Well, that's what they always say, wait and see, basically. Wait and see on that attitude about that routine, because we don't know what her real story is until we see it unfold.
Right.
Well, I know about Melissa Claire Egan. I don't know if anybody listening watched Guiding Light back in the late 90s, but they had a character named Annie also, and it was played by a marvelous actress named Cynthia Watros. And she became kind of the breakout star of the show and of daytime. She won an Emmy for the role. And she started out as a nice little nurse and very slowly and very organically went absolutely crazy over love. And it's kind of the same thing that's happened to this Annie. And this actress has really blossomed in the role the way Cynthia Watros did in her role. And it's really exciting to see something like that really, really blossom and take off.
Absolutely.
Right. You know, I gotta say, Di in the chat room, she's saying that she wants Zach to have more real friends, and maybe Reese could actually be his sister. Could you imagine if they brought another Slater in, and really that affection is just between brother and sister? I mean, how Angelina Jolie tongues her brother? Who the hell knows? You know? I think that's a great idea. That's a nice little twist. But I like the whole idea of the Kane women blowing up. I want to see some friggin' Erica Kane wrath going on in that town. I want to see her tear everybody a new one is what I want to see.
Susan Lucci's been on the back burner for way too long now. I mean,
she has.
Back burner.
I want to see her kick some ass and take their names later. That's what I want to see.
The all three women kicking ass and taking names.
Take them names later and just put them 6-inch stilettos right in their eye, like Maxie said. So, now, what about Simon? Okay, that's another person that we have to throw into this mix, because according to Soaps in Depth, Dre is gone and Simon is in. Adam John Fiorentino, who debuted as Reese's ex, will be sticking around for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
His episodes have not been determined, but they do confirm, I'm sorry, that Sterling Suley Man, Dre,
sure.
Okay. I was trying to think of his name. I couldn't think of it. With the show, and his final episode has already aired, so he's long gone, and who knows what happened to him. He's out on the campaign trail with his daddy. But Simon's sticking around, so that's somebody else that they could throw into the mix.
He's a good-looking guy, too.
You know what? He really is. He's quite handsome. Could you imagine, oh, my God, could you imagine if Bianca went straight with him? Or at least toy with it.
Oh, my God. There will be
Could you imagine if she did that? But, you know what, I don't think that they would do that.
No.
I was just thinking of the scene, you know, when he first came and just the way that she was looking at him. But I really, you know, I don't think that's something that they would ever do with Bianca, because it was such a breakout role on All My Children as far as her coming out of the closet. But,
yeah.
I don't think they would, but I think it would be pretty funny if they did. I don't know. That's just me.
I don't think they're going to do that.
Now, Rebecca.
Not Rebecca.
Rebecca Budding.
No, not Rebecca Budding.
You're talking about Laura Kaufman.
Yes.
Laura Kaufman. Oh, by the way, Joanne, incidentally, she's going to be on In the Zone Radio, our friends In the Zone Radio, tomorrow night.
Oh, she is.
Yep. Ryan and RC and Jan are going to be interviewing her tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern, on In the Zone Radio.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Be nice to hear that.
Yeah,
because tomorrow night's show's only 30 minutes.
Right.
Very good. So let's see what happens with that, because they're saying that she's going to die. There's no final air date for her, but I don't think she's staying.
That whole storyline needs to go away.
What?
I said that whole storyline needs to go away.
I agree.
Oh, my God.
But you could take this dragon on, this new family, this old family, new family death for the longest time. You gotta say, oh, come on,
Come on, we got to move on already. If you're going to die, just die already.
Yeah. I agree. I completely agree. So, that was just, yeah. It's like, die already, die! Rebecca Buttig, yeah, she's on her way out. And I from what I'm understanding, she's going to die.
Really?
I don't really think that they should kill her off.
No.
You know, I don't think Greenlee should be killed. Because, you know, I mean, she's been on there a long time, the character. And, you know, I love the way they originated her character.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whatever. There's always room for her to come back eventually to do something. You know what I mean? I don't think that she actually has to die. But that's the rumors that I hear right now, that she will be dead.
So she'll be killed off.
Opal's, you know, Opal's
visions
are going to come true.
Yeah, but and on top of that, Gwenly's been having visions about it, having visions about it too, about her lying up in her wedding dress, bloody in blood. And she had those feelings around. I think she still has those down deep inside her. And I shouldn't think what's going to happen with her. And I hope she doesn't die. I hope she just leaves town.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, Rebecca Buttig, I have to ask, Rita.
Yeah?
Did you receive anything in the mail?
No. Did she send you the my
it was,
right
it
address?
I don't know what it is off the top of my head, but I know that something was mailed to you.
Oh, thank you.
I have to check on it and see how long ago it was or whatever to make sure that you got it. But have her send me the address again in the meantime, just, you know, to be on the safe side. But I know something was mailed.
Well, thank you. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. So
but
I just,
is it too late to say that we could still write in for them to change their mind? Because you're right. They are thinking of killing her off. About Rebecca.
Oh, you know what? At this point, you know, her story is probably just written and that's the end of it.
No,
however,
today is the 6th. They're talking about a Valentine's Day wedding.
Yeah,
so we have time.
No, they tape a month in advance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Valentine's Day is a little bit over a month, about a month and a week.
Mm. Well, I mean, I guess if you want to, you know, every effort helps, I guess.
Well, I have to ask you, is your friend going to be using the phone number like you do? Because I'm still computer illiterate.
Oh, Brandon, tell Rita about the phone number. Give her the phone number.
Yeah, we forgot about it. Let me dig it up real quick. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, and then Josh is coming back, and I'm really mad that he gets killed.
Yeah, he's going to be so funny for 5 episodes starting, I think.
How the hell are they going to kill a Kane?
I don't know.
You're talking about Erica's son?
Yep.
Did Dylan ever get killed off on General Hospital? Or did he just go away? Dylan.
No, he went away to film school.
He went away to film school.
So he didn't get killed off, but he's going to go to One Life to Live as a different character is what you're saying.
Daddy Clinton,
right,
yeah,
he just took another job, that's all.
Okay, so they didn't kill him off. That doesn't mean they killed him off.
Mm-mm.
Because, I mean, he was, what's her name's son?
Tracy's.
Quartermain.
I thought David Vickers was going to disappear way back when they did the 40th anniversary and Bo did not sleep when he was perceived as Asa. I thought David Vickers. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a dream.
That was a dream?
It was
so
a dream.
Oh, okay. So they couldn't have changed time.
No.
No.
Oh, because that's the way that they acted, like they were going to make him disappear, because he kept on fading. He kept on looking in the mirror and not seeing his reflection. So
yeah,
it seemed like that's
I
the route that they were...
I think that was just for
effect. Oh, okay. So that it seemed like that's the route that they were going to go.
Yeah, no, that I think they just did that for effect. I don't think there was anything to that. I mean, really, where could they go? You know, it was just, I believe, right, Brandon? It was just, Tony, it was just a dream.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, definitely.
So what's your phone number going to be, Brandon?
Okay,
are you going to do...
Okay, give me the number.
Yeah, 347.
347.
Yeah, 202.
202.
0799.
0799. And it's a week from tomorrow?
Yep. Tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 Central. I mean, week from tomorrow night, that's January 14th, at 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 Central, then my time, 8 on the West Coast.
And it'll be right after Joanne's radio show?
Yes, assuming she has a show that night, yes.
Are you having one that night, Joanne?
Don't know yet. Don't know yet. Yeah, that's still up in the air. You know, I mean, I have shows scheduled, but, you know, we'll see what happens. I'm trying to get my my list going here. You know, everybody's been on vacation, so a little slow. My One Life to Live fan club people in the chat room, anybody who is a fan of One Life to Live, I'm posting a link in the chat room right now to go to for fan club luncheon information. I don't know if it tasted or not. I can't see. Fan club luncheon information.
Is the contest over?
For what?
To win the cruise.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it ended on the 1st. I think they're supposed to announce the winner. Winner's supposed to be notified by phone, I think, probably in the next week or so. I don't know. I have to check the official rules. They're still up there.
I didn't understand your refer a friend about how you can get multiple $50 off. I mean,
well, the thing is that you would have had to put down your $250 deposit before January 1st.
Oh.
And then anybody that was going on the cruise, out of all the people that were going, could have put, you know, your name in the refer a friend box. Yeah. So, and each person that would, entitle you to $50 off the tab.
Well, I heard something disturbing on one of your shows. The way one of your guests talked. That was a soap star. It sounded like he was talking about referring friends. I thought that the stations paid for their crews. Are they paying for their own crews?
I don't understand what you're saying.
Well, like when Super Soap Weekend, I
mm-hmm.
thought that ABC paid for Kendall, Zach, the actors behind Kendall and Zach and all of them. I thought that ABC paid their ways because that was bringing in the people to the Super Soap Weekend.
ABC, when they're putting on an event, they pay their actors to go to that event. They get paid for being there.
Yeah.
Right.
And I thought that would be the same with the crews.
Well, who said it wasn't?
Well, the way that one guest star was talking, it sounded like, I think it was a CBS guest star. I can't remember his name right now, but he made it sound like he was paying for it, and I thought CBS would pay his way.
Well, it has nothing to do with CBS. It's SoapNet.
Oh, okay. So you mean SoapNet was paying?
I don't know.
Yeah, because I thought that they should get paid for. I mean, I'd love to win, but they, I thought they have to pay their ways because they're the reasons that people are going.
I'm sure there's something there. I don't know what the story is behind that. That I have no idea.
Well.
I just needed to ask you that because that was bothering me.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know that that's true. I would imagine that SoapNet would take care of all of that.
Well, I hope so. I hope so.
Yeah. Brandon, Chris McKenna.
Yes, ma'am?
Who's Chris McKenna?
Chris McKenna was the first aged Joey Buchanan on One Life to Live.
And he's doing some pretty hot stuff now, isn't he, or something like that? Isn't he in theater? I'm trying to find the page. I just read something about him.
I haven't heard anything in a while, but he was the Joey that was involved in the homophobia storyline with Billy Douglas. And
yes, and Ryan Phillippe.
Yeah.
Ryan Phillippe.
Yeah, Phillippe.
But I haven't heard anything on him in a while, so I don't really know what he's up to nowadays.
He's in one of these magazines. That's why I brought him up. Oh,
okay.
Here it is, right here. 96 in ABC Soaps in Depth.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He's doing
amazing.
Oh, wow. Look at him. He is freaking gorgeous. Holy
no kidding.
Yeah,
he
that's
doesn't even look like the same guy.
Wow.
He does not look the same. Oh, for those of you who don't know, you need to go get ABC Soaps in Depth and look at page 96 because he is some. Fine man, look at him. So anyhow, he is going to be in a movie, Killer Ants. Is that
Killer
the name of it? Killer Ants. We. Tony, what's the weather in Chicago?
Oh no, don't go again. Oh yeah, now change the subject. Okay, you gotta change the subject.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm only kidding. It's King of the Ants. I don't know what kind of movie
that's
this is
like
going to be.
That sounds like a sci-fi movie. That sounds like a sci-fi movie to me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm trying to skim through here. I'm sorry, guys. I'm a little unprepared. Brandon, do you see where it is?
Stuart Gordon's 2003 horror flick, King of the Ants.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it was, 2003. No, I'm looking to see what hit. It looks Forfeit and Willie Sheriff opposite Kevin Sorbo in the 2008 Western Prairie Fever on ION. Oh, this is something that already aired. Okay. Okay, so he's not really doing anything right now. This is just, they're just giving an update on what. He is just really adorable. I had to bring him up. So, I mean, Google him because he is fine, you people.
Well, speaking of, well, I think we're on the subject of like old Buchanan, former Buchanans or anything. If you go to Trevor St. John's webpage, I think there is someone on his front page that he's doing an independent film that's directed by Dan Gauthier.
Yes, he is. I saw that.
Yeah, I forgot. Yes. Yeah, he's directing the film that Trevor's in. That also Trevor also produced and wrote too.
Okay.
He produced and wrote the film, and he also started with. Of course, he's in it along with Dan's wife Lisa Fuller.
Okay.
He's in there too.
Yeah.
I forgot the name of it. It's on his website. It's in the front of his webpage. You can check it out.
Okay. Well. I just want to reiterate to everyone because I've got some TK fans in the chat room. Yes, he is fine. Yes, he is gorgeous. And yes, we are going to be on a beach with him in March. Ho, ho. Torsten's going to be on a beach with no shirt on. Oh, no. Oh, no. No, I'm only kidding. I thought I'd get more riled up. He invented sexy, they said. Oh, he brought sexy back. Uh-oh. That's so funny. Okay, we got 5 minutes, so this is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to run down what's been happening. This show was not what I planned it to be, guys. I'm really sorry. I'm just in a really silly mood, and wow.
It was a great show, though.
We always have fun, so that's why I don't worry about it. But
absolutely.
It's just, we always have fun. So, you know what? Before we do anything, I'm just going to say, don't forget to check out. Oh, my God. What? Yes, we love him. I'm trying to see what everybody is saying in the No, you're not wrong. He did invent sexy. He brought sexy back. Oh, them mother that don't know how to act.
Oh my God.
So there we go. We're going to sing that to him on the boat when he's got no shirt on. It's me, Joanne, your host. That's who's talking. They're saying who's talking in the chat room. It's me. Okay. So Brandon's Buzz will be debuting next Wednesday. Take it away, Brandon.
Brandon's Buzz, 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific, with Robert Krimmer, who once upon a time was Wortham Krimmer. He was Reverend Andrew Carpenter on One Life to Live, and he's a great guy. Like I said, I spent most of the day yesterday emailing back and forth, and he's a really smart, terrific guy. He's a lawyer now in California, and we're going to talk all about his time on the show and his decision to step away from soaps and take on a whole new career in the middle of his life. It's going to be really fascinating stuff, and I hope you all tune in. And also, I had a great conversation with Gordon Thompson, who was Adam Carrington on Dynasty. He was the last Basin Capital in Santa Barbara, and he's going to be on the show either sometime late next week or early the week following. So stay tuned for that, and I'll keep you all posted here on Stardish. It's going to be great fun. Brandon's Buzz.
Perfect. All right, and don't forget to check out Catherine Hicklin's show also. Her next show is on the 11th of January at 8 p.m. Eastern time. Don't forget to check that out. So... real quick, 3 minutes. Reese Williams.
Just go ahead. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. What were you going to say, Tony?
And also, and for you all my chilling fans, be sure. And also, don't forget, tomorrow night on Oberon In The Zone Radio with our friends Ryan and Jen, he's going to have Laura Kaufman, who plays Rebecca on All My Chilling. That'll be 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 on the West Coast. So check it out. You're going to check it
absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely. Go check out Ryan and Jen. We definitely want to support them. All right, well, you know what? Let's see us. Plot points, you know how ABC Soap's in depth. Let's just run it down real fast. Revealed, Reese Williams was once engaged to a man. AMC Randy Morgan once posed for pornographic photos. Crystal Carey Martin realized that David Hayward was drugging her. One Life to Live, Vanessa Montez received a death threat. Made Love, Randy Morgan and Frankie Huppert. Greenlee Smythe and Ryan Lavery. General Hospital, Claudia Corinthos and Rick Lansing. Engaged, One Life to Live, Jared Banks and Natalie Buchanan. Attacked, Ryan Lavery. Murdered, Sasha Dunlap on General Hospital. Kissed, Crystal Carey Martin and David Hayward. Married, Vanessa Montez and Christian Vega. Moved, Taylor Thompson. Rescued, Sam McCall. What the hell else is new? Died, oh my God, rest in peace, Myrtle Fargate. Hospitalized, Sam McCall. What the hell else is new? In jail, Rock Monroe. Out of jail, Todd Manning. What the hell else is new? Overdose, Annie Lavery. Business moves, Johnny Zakara is working at a Christmas tree lot. One by Celeb, Cliff Buchanan gave Jared Banks his BE job back. Escaped, crazy Annie Lavery. Off the wagon, Adam Chandler Jr. In town, David Vickers. And that is the wrap-up on Stardish Radio. Love you guys. Don't forget to come by tomorrow at 9 o'clock and prove your loyalty to me. 9 o'clock. Check out Echo South. I mean, their music sounds like No Doubt. If you like Gwen Stefani, you will like them. So just come and show a little support. I put the website in the chat room, and we got 59 seconds. Adios, people. Talk to you later.
Night, guys.
Adios and good night.
This is Jill Larson on Stardish Radio. Tune in and stay tuned. You never know who will drop by.
Hi, this is Michael Knight, Ted Martin from All My Children. If you're listening to Stardish, you're in the right place at the right time.
Hi, this is Katie McClain, and I'm on Stardish Radio.
This is Brandon Buddy on Stardish Radio. Enjoy.
Hey, everybody. This is Kristen Alderson, and I am on Stardish Radio, the coolest radio station ever.
This is Jason Tam on Stardish Radio.